Alan Greenspan definitely isn't having a hard time finding work. After leaving his longtime job heading the Federal Reserve, he's signed a deal to write his memoirs for what's reported to be at least $7 million. Well, after years of listening to his famously opaque economic insights during his appearances on Capitol Hill, we wondered if he might have a hard time expressing his innermost thoughts in a way his book editor understands.
Alan, good to see you. Thanks for coming down. How's your coffee?
Signs of froth seem to have risen to unsustainable levels.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Beatrice, could you get Alan another mochaccino, a little less frothy? Now, a couple of things I want to clear up, Alan, for the final draft of the book. We're going to start with chapter one. Now, you grew up in New York. You became an accomplished clarinet and saxophone player at Juilliard, one of our great institutions. Then you stopped playing. Why?
Some may be employing these instruments to purchase a home that would otherwise be unaffordable.
And that just broke your heart to see saxophones being used in that way?
Yes.
Alan, I cannot wait to get you on Maury Povich and Connie Chung. Let's get to the real heat of this whole thing. Now, Andrea Mitchell, your wife.
Yes.
How'd you choose her? Were you dating a lot of women?
There are vast numbers of people who are skilled and very significant interest in working hard, and they've all come on the market at the same time.
Oh, that's good, Alan. That is good. Now, had you been married before, Alan?
Yes.
What's it like, Alan? What's it like?
It's like eating peanuts. You keep doing it, and you never get tired.
I certainly never do. Now, Alan.
Yes.
Are you ready for this next thing?
Yes.
All right, here we go. You excited?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in addition to the trailer home, which we've already talked about giving you, and in addition to the vacation for you and Andrea down to Boca, I've got a nice little cash advance here, and I want you to guess how much is under this coffee cup.
I can guess, but I'm not sure, and in any event, if I could guess, I shouldn't say what I guess.
Oh, man, that's why I know we're going to make a lot of money with you, buddy.
An imagined conversation from NPR's Jeremy Hobson.